Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, there have been a couple of sketchy rumors that have now said the iPhone 15 Pro will max out at 2 terabytes of storage, while the starting configuration might be 256 gigabytes. As it stands today, all four of the iPhone 14 models start at the same 128 gigabytes base storage, with options for more. The iPhone 14 and 14 Plus max out at 512 gigabytes, while the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max go to 1 terabyte. This rumor suggests that the starting configuration for the 15 and 15 Plus will stay 128 gigabytes, while the 15 Pro and Pro Max will go up to 256. And at the very high end, the 15 Pro and 15 Pro Max could be available in a 2 terabyte configuration option. We would treat these rumors with a bit of skepticism for the time being, but particularly the increase in base storage could make sense if Apple is indeed planning to raise the prices, something that's been previously rumored for the 15 Pro and Pro Max. But still, Apple is known for being a little bit stingy when it comes to storage configurations, so we'll have to wait and see to know for sure. Next up today, a new supply chain report says that chip design company Arm is set to go public on the US NASDAQ stock exchange later this year, with an IPO valued at more than $60 billion. What's notable about this is that Apple, along with other tech companies like Samsung, Nvidia, and Intel, will invest in Arm stock when it goes public. For Apple, this ownership stake means that it will be able to secure a stable future for the chip architecture that forms the foundation of Apple Silicon. Today's story says that Apple and Samsung, Nvidia, and Intel will each buy a few percent stake in Arm when the stock goes public, and will be seen as long-term shareholders that will stabilize the Arm stock price and give the companies some sway over Arm's management. You might remember that Nvidia previously tried to buy Arm outright for $44 billion, but antitrust regulators ultimately blocked the deal from going ahead in February of 2022. When Arm goes public in September, the company's value is expected to be in excess of $60 billion. The Arm chip architecture has propelled Apple to be a leader when it comes to silicon, with Arm beating out Intel's x86 architecture on mobile performance and power efficiency. All of Apple's silicon chips, including those used in the iPhone, the iPad, and the Mac, are based on the Arm architecture. Apple believes that by investing in Arm when it goes public later this year is one way that it can help ensure the future of Arm development without an all-out acquisition. Rounding out today, speaking of the silicon chips Apple uses in the iPhone, we've talked quite a bit about how the iPhone 15 Pro is expected to be the first and only smartphone powered by a 3-nanometer processor. A new story by The Information this week explains how a previously undisclosed sweetheart deal between Apple and its partner TSMC is helping bring this state-of-the-art A17 Bionic chip to the market. The story says that Apple and TSMC have a special agreement that puts TSMC on the hook for the cost of defects when producing the A17. As part of this deal, TSMC has also agreed to only manufacture 3-nanometer chips for Apple during the first year or so of its new fabrication process. The story says that this arrangement reportedly saves Apple billions of dollars on costs associated with working out the hiccups of a new fabrication process. Meanwhile, TSMC earns enough from Apple as its largest customer that it makes financial sense to eat the cost of producing defective processors. TSMC is also able to use this process as a chance to improve its 3-nanometer chip production before opening orders to companies beyond Apple. The information adds that TSMC's 3-nanometer chip fabrication process has seen yield rates of between 70 and 80% so far. So that means as many as 1 in 5 of 3-nanometer chips manufactured are defective. But again, Apple isn't on the line for paying for those unusable goods. So basically, Apple's status of being TSMC's largest customer is helping the company stay ahead of the competition while saving billions of dollars. And of course, once the A17 Bionic chip debuts in the iPhone 15 Pro, 3-nanometer chips will come to the Mac as soon as October with the M3. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Threads, or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.